Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now, Brooks Spector. Brooke is the Associate Editor, Daily Maverick, former American diplomat, and we wanted to get his reaction specifically around what this means for the Democratic Party with regard to a win by Zohran Mamdani. Brooks Spector, very good morning. Hope you are well today.
Good morning. I got up just in time to notice that the Democratic candidates, not only in the city of New York, but also the state of New Jersey and the state of Virginia and the electorate in California, all had voted in favor of either Democratic candidates or a Democratic Party's initiative. In the case of New York City, obviously, Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic Socialist. In the case of New Jersey, the new governor, Mickey Sherrill. In the case of Virginia, Abigail Spanberger. And in California, the electorate supported overwhelmingly the idea that the state would be redistricted for congressional elections into districts that would clearly favor Democratic candidates. And in each of these cases, they were shaped and the messaging was clear. This is a slap against the incumbent president and his policies and his views and his behavior. And in each case, the voters spoke to this. Now, it's not a national sample. It doesn't include many states, obviously. And many things will happen between now and next year's midterm election, let alone the presidential election in 2028. But in the White House, in Donald Trump's breakfast nook, there's going to be a little bit of consternation.
Right. Can you just explain to those of us that aren't that familiar with this, what does it mean when we describe somebody as a democratic socialist versus somebody who's a Democrat? How real is this distinction? Is it just a way of describing it, or is there a real difference within the Democratic Party?
Depends on who you talk to, but for the most part, people accept and understand that the idea of democratic socialism is an offshoot from center-left, or actually left-left, Democratic Party ideas. It borrows a lot from older socialist party conceptions of how the country should be governed and how the relationship between business and the citizenry should be made. And it espouses a whole series of policies which would not probably be out of place in a center-left party in Europe, but in America, in which the Democratic Party tries to occupy the center and to the left, it is rather different. One thing that's absolutely clear is that Mamdani managed to capture the vote of younger people. And interestingly, it's the largest vote largest vote total in New York City for decades, which indicates that his ideas about wealth distribution, about the high cost of living, about the way in which public services should be managed, funded, and supported, they struck a real chord with voters. If you were to put the Democratic Socialist Party, let's plunk it in some country in Western Europe, nobody would notice the difference between other left parties. In America, it stands out.
So the harmony within the Democratic Party, is that a concern, or is this just a natural grouping where these different influences are naturally housed?
Well, to some degree, his victory, Mamdani's victory, as labeling himself a democratic socialist, but running under the Democratic Party banner, of course, is a kind of revolt against the old boys and old girls club as well, and saying, wait a minute, things have gotten out of balance in our city, and it's rent is too much cost too much. Getting child care is, pre-kindergarten child care, public transportation, the whole range of things is just beyond the ability of normal people to afford. And if that's true, we have to find other ways to manage things. The old boys club or veteran Democrats are going to have to figure out ways to accommodate those people who supported him, rather than necessarily just making those people conform to the older style of Democratic politics if they want to continue on their winning streak. And somebody mentioned to me the other day that as far as politicians go, the most gifted public politician in the Democratic Party is Barack Obama, who still can bring a crowd to its feet. And he has a record of accomplishment. But right behind him, at least in performative terms, is Zohran Mamdani, and he's only 33 years old. So, imagine how this is going to go for a while.
Absolutely. And that is where we leave it. Brooks Spector, thank you as always.